I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China currently finds itself in the middle of a political firestorm as its treatment of the Uyghur Muslims has caused international outrage. China continues to deny these allegations, despite video footage of Uyghur Muslims blindfolded and forced to kneel on the ground in rows. In the middle of this political upheaval, Kurt Rovenstein says Bible for China's work is getting more complicated. Their mission?
Continue to work through the registered church, taking advantage of partnerships that we've developed there to keep the process of distributing scriptures moving forward. But lots of dynamics there that are at this point are very hard for us to predict.
Pray Bibles for China can continue providing access to scripture for people in rural areas of the country.
The gap in China is as big as it's ever been in terms of the have and the have-nots.
And every year, millions of Muslims descend on Mecca as part of the Hajj, a pilgrimage required according to the Quran. On July 28th this year, it's happening again, but it's going to look a little bit different. We spoke with Perry LaHaye with Frontiers.
Last year, 2.5 million people went on the Hajj to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. But this year, because of the pandemic, there is only going to be about 1,000 people at this Hajj in Mecca.
Needless to say, it's sending shockwaves through the Muslim world.
I think there's a deeper longing and a seeking and a disillusionment because of this year's Hajj that gives us a great opportunity to really pray and really believe that the Lord is going to reveal himself and bring Muslims to himself.
Pray that Jesus would reveal himself to Muslims during this unconventional Hajj. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.